WFAI.com.
And all those nooks and crannies and my favorite, you flyover states and all the rest. The big buzz still over a couple of things. Scoundrels, really. Terrible people. Whether we're talking about James Holmes, who went up in Aurora, Colorado, and decided to shoot up a movie theater, killing 12, wounding 58. Now there's lots of questions out there, including what motivates a cat like this to do that. And the fact that now gun control is out there once again flapping in the wind, and a lot of people on the Hill pushing for gun control. Besides that, of course, Penn State, big reaction to what happened at Penn State. Now there we're talking about pedophile Jerry Sandusky abusing his power, getting convicted of it, waiting for sentencing, but surely he's away for the rest of his life. And Penn State complicit in the cover-up in the wake of an independent investigation by former FBI Director Louis Free. So people are trying to sort out how could it be that Penn State and Joe Pa, who was all about integrity and honesty and graduation rates, could turn their heads when it came to Sandusky. So harsh penalties, including vacating over 100 wins for Joe Paterno's legacy, which boots him out of the top winningest coach of all time, because all those wins go away. Some cry foul for that aspect of it. Others say, yeah, too bad for Joe Paterno. He shouldn't have done what he did, but certainly he wasn't the president of the university, not that I'm defending him, but the president, Graham Spanier, to me, was perhaps the worst culprit in this whole thing. You're the president. The buck stops with you. You're making big bucks to run a university. So sorry if there's headaches over what could be a publicity nightmare. I don't think it would have been if Penn State had dumped Sandusky. There was an investigation, and they had saved the future of some other men than little boys. I don't think that anything would have stained Penn State at that point, but they didn't want to lose the money. They didn't want to risk it. So it's called CYA, and that's all they cared about. As a result, anybody at Penn State right now is paying the price, especially if they're in the football program, and the future of the football program has a big question mark over it. You don't have to tell that to the football coach, Bill O'Brien. He had this to say about how he's pushing the ball up the field.
The first thing I told them was I talked about why I came to Penn State and why I brought this staff to Penn State. And there's so many things that go into that. But number one was I thought that this was a place that could combine great academics with good, tough, hard-nosed football. I realize that things can change, but we're moving forward. We already have plans in place to how we're going to deal with different things, and we feel very positive about the direction of where we are right now.
All right, that's a good thing, because he's going to have to be positive to keep recruiting people who are decent. Remember, that's linebacker you. You think of some of the great players that have graduated from Penn State. Will there be others in the next 10 years, or does everyone abandon the Nittany Lions for greener pastures? And I think some of that will definitely happen. It's a question of who's going to stay, who's going to leave, because it's within the rights of any of the players to leave and go to another program. Scholarships will be cut down, and it will be much tougher for O'Brien to try to field the team that he wants to field. So at this point, it's more a question of legacy. It's more a question of Penn State moving forward. Joe Paterno was the guy. I mean, he's synonymous with what's happened there and the winning ways. And, you know, the whole chant, we are Penn State, we are Penn State. In fact, I wrote a sports book called Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brads, and Other BS. Get it on Amazon. they don't actually talk about it that much, but came out about a year ago, and one of the teams that I mentioned heavily in it is Penn State because of the alumni factor and some of the great rivalries that they have and how powerful over the years they were. Even if they hadn't been a huge factor lately, they certainly were a huge factor in the Big Ten, and certainly were a huge factor in some people who went on to great careers from Penn State. Will we say that in the near future? Maybe not, but perhaps 10 years from now it'll look a little bit different. They'll turn a corner eventually, but they're in for some rough times. All right, speaking of rough times, the kid who was on a $26,000 federal grant, who was going to school and then went to town on the people who were just trying to watch the premiere of the Batman Rises, Dark Knight, Batman Rises, and ended up fighting for their life, sits in prison in solitary confinement while people across the nation are asking themselves lots of questions about, geez, maybe I need a gun. Should I get a gun? How safe am I in public places? Do I need to restrict my kids even more? Before I could have dropped them off, perhaps, at a really cool midnight showing and immediately picked them up, and it would have been a rare treat for my teenager. Now, I'm not so certain I want them in that situation. Maybe some of the studios won't really want the distributors of their films, these movie houses, to run any kind of midnight specials. And there have been some copycat incidents as a result of it. Three people were arrested in separate Dark Knight kerfluncles that were nothing like what happened to Roar, but still, it's going to be scary. You had one man yell about a gun in a screening in California. You had another guy in New Jersey open an emergency door, an exit door, which is what happened in the case in Colorado with James Holmes. So you had to evacuate a theater, and then not knowing who the person was, they weren't able to question anybody or go after anybody, but weren't going to take any chances. I mean, we live in the world of instant connection. Very easy to get an instant connection to the outside world if you're in a darkened theater, even though they tell you before the movie comes on that you shouldn't text and need to turn your phones off. I don't know, maybe that's going to also change that culture a little bit. So there's at least three, as I said, that were arrested because they made threats during or after watching the new Batman flick. And these were all separate, too, like I said, by the way. A guy in Maine was arrested when he told the cops that he was on his way to shoot a former employee, a day after watching The Dark Knight Rises. And he was speeding. In the search of his car, they found an AK-47 assault weapon, four handguns, ammunition, news clippings about the mass shooting that left 12 people dead. That's nice. And it goes on and on. It gets even better after that as to what kinds of things he had in his house. So the fear of copycat is pretty much a real fear, as we're seeing that's happened. I'm going to tell you about a couple of the other two coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1575.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1615.37, $807.69 for a half ounce, or $403.84 for a quarter ounce. That's $1615.37, $807.69, and $403.84.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sarcasm won't really fly when it comes to guns and theaters and Batman. So in Southern California, there was a guy on Sunday afternoon watching the Batman movie, and here's what he said. He said that, and this was after they were all in there, he said, I should go off like in Colorado, and then ask, does anybody have a gun? So that's something you don't want to do. A security guard saw, and the guy was named Clark Tabor. He had a backpack on his knees in the second row of the movie at the time. And deputy searched the bag, didn't find any weapons or anything like that, but they weren't taking any chances. And then there were people who went to the movie in Arizona. They panicked when a man who appeared intoxicated, just trashed, was confronted during a showing of the movie. They said it caused mass hysteria, and about 50 people fled the movie theater. So, you know, off-duty Border Patrol agents tackled 27-year-old Michael Borboa, who had the backpack with him, so it had an empty alcohol container and a half-empty moonshine bottle. But the threats, the idea, the threats, and the fact that this is just too raw. So joking or saying things about guns and I should have a gun, it reminded me of something I saw when I was in Vegas a couple of years ago. I thought it was interesting in a very clever, rather sarcastic way, actually. There were comedians and videos that were running on the monitors before you got searched by TSA, and they talked about, it's no joke if you're going to make up jokes about bombs and, oh, they had to strip search me, or whatever crazy sarcastic comments you make will be considered to be serious threats. And so anything with the theater, like I said, somebody screaming thinking they're funny, is not funny. You're going to end up in some serious trouble if you think that you're pranking people, because that goes to that extreme edge of distasteful. But beyond that, that goes into now, geez, we have guards. We're worried because of what happened in Aurora. We're not going to take any chances. So guess what? And I have a feeling we may hear some more reports of that too. Some of it is teenagers, but boy, let's hope that this doesn't become something serious. And boy, you know, timing is everything in life, isn't it? You ever, and I guarantee every person listening to me has had a moment where they said, oh, if I just missed this. And if I'd been here 2 minutes earlier, if this had happened, I would have done this, whatever. If I had connected the dots sooner, I'd be the president of the company. Not really, but you get my drift. If, just by a few minutes. So Time Warner has had a magazine promo debacle on their hands. Entertainment Weekly's cover, Batman's Killer Finale. That was the title. Well, who knew what was going to happen in Colorado? Normally, oh, I get it, the clever wording, the whole thing, sure. But it didn't go over very well because of what happened. And it looks more violent than, actually, to be honest, the movie is, because I saw the movie. But if you look at it, it looks pretty scary. And this is what people are taking away from it. They're taking away the juicy headline is what it is. And it's not necessarily 100% accurate, let's just put it that way. It was a good ending. Killer ending, I'm going to reserve judgment on it, let's put it this way. I want to make sure that I get you all saddled up for this, because coming up in our third hour on Friday morning, we have our medal count challenge, which means you have a chance to win some great prizes from America tonight. You can give us the overall medal count. You don't have to do the others if you don't want to, but you could throw out a gold, a bronze, or a silver and a bronze. So if you don't win the overall total, maybe you win one of the others and you get to get some swag from America tonight. In fact, everybody who wins, I'll give them a copy of the book, Balls and Brats and Level the Playing Field, all in one. I think we're going to hear more quotes from politicians about gun laws. The governor of New Jersey says New Jersey has enough gun laws and says this is about grandstanding, which he's right, because who isn't going to react to the shooting? Who isn't going to react to their representative being passionate? It's a terrible thing that happened. And our legislative branch, on the federal level anyway, I mean, listen, I said it, legislative branch, they make the laws. And what sort of blowback are we going to get on gun control or no gun control or banning certain weapons? The Jersey governor, as I said, Christie, said, we got too many of these laws. We got too many of them. So let's not go there. And in fact, he didn't refer to Senator Frank Lautenberg or Bob Menendez, who have serious challenge from one of Christie's friends, but there have been calls for the restoration of a ban on any high capacity magazine sales. Whether that happens or not, they're trying to have that become a reality, so they're just in the very beginning stages of it. You know, Governor Christie has really actually never talked about gun control very much. When he was a candidate, he talked about the federal push for right to carry, and talked about why he would have given someone with a carry, you know, why would he have given someone with a carry permit in their home state the same protections in any other state. His stance is a departure, really, from the New Jersey House Republican delegation who voted in last year. Christie said he believes that each state should have the right to make firearm laws as they see it. So we go back to state rights versus federal laws and federal federal regs, and he has a point because every state is different. Every state, I think I agree, should have the ability to make their own gun laws, and the people in that state should have the ability to make their own gun laws and not rely on the federal government for this one because of how you have to try to jam things through anyway. One of the things Christie said is that President Obama and Mitt Romney have handled the tragedy appropriately, and then briefly saying, as he said, suspended their campaign attack ads. If you notice, you haven't seen any of them on the tube. None. And of course you haven't seen any of them on the tube at this point. And this is the thing. As the news changes, they got to really get on their toes to get the best spots that make sense for whatever the current things are that are part of that buzz that I keep talking about that all of you want to hear about, that you want to know more about. And getting beyond this tragedy, what's next, what's next, what's next, is what is next in this country. Is it serious gun control? Is a little teeny bit of gun control with ammunition on the internet or different limitations? The problem is, every time you give back, you're not getting back. Every time you give back, you're not getting back. And that's a problem when it comes to government. That's a huge problem. Huge problem. Should 12 people be dead? Should 59 people be wounded? Of course not. Of course not. But the gun debate is alive and well and being debated right now in places far and wide. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. So, will we see a lot of people turning them in, or will we see a lot of people getting guns? The answer is a lot of people are getting guns, especially in Colorado. I'd love to see the numbers across the U.S. I'd love to see what those numbers are. Maybe we'll be surprised. I think we really could be surprised. Hey, send me your thoughts. If you couldn't get through, send me your thoughts to AmericaTonight.net. Hang with us, everybody.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel. General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America, the countdown's on to our medal competition. Don't forget Friday's show, third hour. You have to tell us the total of medals you think the U.S. will win in this year's Olympics. Then you could also break it down, gold, bronze, and silver. So you have four different ways to win. And, you know, you're just coming up with numbers. A lot of analysts think, I'm giving you a hint here, that America could win 108 medals. That may be a little high. Could be in the 90s. So keep that in mind that coming up, we've got our gold medal. I'm going to call it our gold medal challenge. How many medals will the U.S. have when it's all said and done at the end of the closing ceremonies? How many medals will we walk away with? And you'll be able to clean our clock, clean the closet, take all the swag away if you correctly nail the medal count for us Friday morning on America Tonight. All right, you can weigh in on a lot of the things we're talking about, especially guns, because guns are on trial once again, and as I said, the numbers are up, 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 up in Colorado. A lot of people applying to get licenses and running into gun shops. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Eric in Idaho. Hey, Eric. Eric. Oh, are we losing you? You got a bad cell tower? I think so. Eric, we gotta let you slide, brother. I don't think we're gonna be able to get Eric here. Let's instead punt and go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Okay. Hey, I think think this heat gets these teabaggers. See, Michelle Bachmann's got Muslim Brotherhood's working in the White House now. I think mind.
You derailer.
They have any gun.
You know, you're talking about Bachmann talking about guns?
No, I said she shouldn't be allowed to have a gun.
Oh.
Crazy talk. Crazy people should have guns.
Why are you? See, you needed a new target. Your target forever was Sarah Palin. Now it's Michelle Bachmann.
Yeah, she's old news.
Palin and Bachmann do not have any impact on this election right now.
They think they do.
Palin hasn't even gotten an invitation or anything to come to the convention and speak.
No, she's back in that place in Arizona. In one place, back in another place.
Hmm.
But you've been following the story up in Freeport, great state of Illinois. They got this company that makes electronic parts.
Yeah.
They're being shipped out to China.
Yeah.
You know who owns the company?
Bain Capital. Yes. Capital. Yeah. It's been a bad week. It's been a bad couple of weeks for Bain and for Mitt Romney.
Yeah, they want him to come up there and talk to him, but he won't do it.
Except for you have to remember.
China.
You have to remember that, what's going to be interesting is you have to remember that Mitt Romney has, while he's saying that things need to be more American-made and has talked about China, he hasn't completely said there's no relationship with China or no exporting, importing. So it's kind of an in-between line that he walks, obviously knowing that they've dealt with China when he was part of Bain. So, sure, on the surface, it doesn't look good. It looks like, we have to explain this. Except for if you listen to any of the speeches that he has, he talks about China and having trade, but limited trade and not outsourcing. Which
they're
could
outsourcing
bite him.
The job to China.
Yeah.
They had the insult to injury. They went about the Chinese door, and the people working there had to train them.
Yeah.
So when they go back to China, they can do that job.
Yeah, you know what they're gonna. You know it's gonna come out. They're gonna say that he wasn't involved in that.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Herman Cain said too.
But that's what Obama says. But you gotta admit, brother. None of the nothing is 100% in this game.
I know Obama would go up there and call him out on it. But hey, how come your company outsources jobs? You see, you don't do that stuff. Be a good campaign for Obama. It doesn't further any of that. What's going on out there in California?
What's going to happen? You know this. It's tit for tat because then, of course, the other thing is how much time has Obama spent on the economy? And we just had somebody on the show to talk about that. And so it's going to be the back and forth over, hey, you didn't spend any time on the economy anyway. And here's what you did at Bain. So it's going to be more of the negative ads going down the stretch where they're going to reveal things about Bain and they're going to talk about economic woes with Obama. So it's the battle of the numbers. Who has the losing numbers is what ultimately is going to matter there. And who has the more electoral votes, because that's what counts down the stretch. In California, they're talking about this will happen in 30 days. Are you talking about the marijuana thing that I was talking about?
They're out there rioting. Police are shooting them with rubber bullets and everything.
Over what?
I guess some cop shot an unarmed Hispanic or something.
And I didn't hear that the riots were that bad. Are the riots that bad?
Yeah, they took over the city hall. Then they out there busting up stores, robbing them, and breaking in, stealing everything.
Wow. No, I heard that there was. I heard that there were protests over that, but not that there was like full on riots, like riots that we saw back in the day in the 90s.
Back 60s.
Back in the 60s. No. I heard that the cops were on top of it, and it wasn't that bad. What news sources are you listening to? Who's telling you that it was awful?
They said they busted in the Starbucks, looted it, and they busted in some drugstore and looted it.
Yeah.
And they tried to break into Disneyland down there, but they stopped at the time when people were doing that.
Oh.
It's going out of hand. I mean, it's getting out of hand out there.
Oh, it's getting out of hand. That's probably why they're closing the pot dispensary, so they don't want anyone to be able to have some kind of an excuse to get high. So they're shutting those down, too, as well.
Probably.
All right, eyewitness. We can always count on you to stir things up on America tonight. Hey, thanks for the call, Rick. Moving along, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. A lot of people also get to us through the miracle of snail mail, and we have a ton of mail. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, very nice. Okay, this one comes to us from Jake, who listens to us in Austin, emails me constantly during the day, so I always feel compelled because he has such great emails. And Jake says, man, Penn State is done for, Kate. I know that you talked about this a little bit on previous shows, but a $60 million fine over 5 years is nothing. However, the loss of scholarships and the fact that there isn't going to be any postseason, I think any of the good players will bail on Penn State, because why would they stick around if they have a chance to go to the NFL? There's no way you would stay with Penn State, because what kind of how often are you going to be seen on the tube? And the answer is, well, you're going to be seen on the tube, but how much difference will it make that you're getting out of Penn State and you have a watered-down group of guys around you? So, in other words, if the football team gets weakened, and it will in the recruiting process, you'll really see it happen in the next couple of years, the team won't really be a powerhouse team, or I don't think it can be a powerhouse team, unless the program's not affected, but I can't imagine it wouldn't be, because of the restrictions. In 2014, they can't have more than 65 players on scholarship. They can only offer 15 new scholarships every year for 4 years, starting with next year's incoming recruits. So that's disastrous. They didn't get the death penalty, but in one sense, they might as well have gotten the death penalty. Okay, let's go to this one from Joe, listening to us in Connecticut. Joe says, Delaney, been listening to the show for a while. Really like America Tonight. I wish you the best, and I hope you overtake some of the windbags that are out there on these airwaves across this great country. Here's the thing with James Holmes. I think we need swift justice here, and it's just too darn bad this didn't happen in Arizona or Texas, because I have a feeling somebody would have offed this cat. He doesn't deserve to go through the system and to hang around on Colorado's dime, if you know what I mean. That's right. The taxpayers will be paying for that, paying for the meals, paying for the room and board for Holmes for a very long time. This decision as to whether or not this is going to be a capital case still hasn't happened. That's one thing. And regardless, even if it were, it'll take a very long time between appeals and everything else. James Holmes is going to be around for a long time in the Colorado system. And you can only imagine what that trial will be like, even with the mountain of evidence, what a circus that'll be, because it'll just be wall-to-wall coverage because of what a horrific thing this is, and the fact that he didn't kill himself and he wasn't killed by police. So there's that rare opportunity to see what makes the time bomb tick, in other words. Remember, there are lots of ways you can get to the show. Press 4, go to the website americatonight.net, download the app. If you want to rant during the day anytime, keyword America Tonight Rant.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Part of the discussion across America. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As we head for the final stretch here on the show, we're seeing, and I've got people looking into this, across the country. I always say it's about the buzz across the backyard. And the buzz across the backyard still continues to be guns, no guns, assault weapons, no assault weapons, conceal and carry. More people wanting guns, gun apps up in Colorado. And, of course, they are. People are scared to death after what happened. Horrific. You go to a movie, you're just going to chill. You're supposed to go there for entertainment, relaxation, let your brain unwind. no matter what form of entertainment it is, right? No matter what it is you're seeing on the flick. So you're going there, and then that happens to you. You're not even sure if it's some bizarro prank or what's happened. And as a guest on the show remarked, it's about personal safety, and the one thing you can do is do that code yellow, condition yellow, and know what's around you, and do that 360, not necessarily in a paranoid way, but know what's happening around you, and know, for people who don't know anything about guns, know what the sound of a gunshot is, because and think about this, even those of you who own guns, think about the first time you shot a gun. Think about the sound of the gun, especially a handgun, the popping sound, where from far away or even sometimes up close, it sounds almost like a firecracker, almost like one of those snappers. The first time I heard a gunshot, I was covering an election, and I was with a bunch of people, and they shot guns into the crowd. I mean, they shot, you know, bullets into the crowd. And right away I knew, I heard that pop, and I knew what it was because I was familiar with the sound of what a gun sounded like when it was shot. Some people would have no clue. It's like one thing they do portray in the movie sometimes right is when an errant bullet hits somebody and they have no clue they've been hit because they don't know the sound. They haven't heard the sound. They don't get what's happening there. So there certainly are some things you could be aware of without a doubt. Now, the tug of war over guns, the anti-gunners are going to lose this one. In fact, nobody wants to touch it because it's election time, a presidential election. All the House seats are up. A big chunk of the Senate seats are up. Nobody really wants to go in deep and talk about guns. They don't want to talk about taking guns away to infuriate so many potential voters. So most of the focus has been on the victims, although some have talked about banning assault weapons and what happened to that ban that expired and that kind of stuff. But and about magazines and how much ammunition you can get. But for the most part, it's lying dormant. It's lying dormant. No one wants to touch it. Stacy is listening to us in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Stacy.
Hey, Dawn. How you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy.
I'm glad. If they want to know what a gun sounds like, I live in the middle of 500 acres, and I'm not no sick. I'm fire a gun. I'll let them know what it sounds like. Got one laying in my lap. Anyway, about banning guns, that's the craziest thing I ever heard of in my life. It's only, as you've always heard, guns don't kill people, people kill people.
Mm-hmm.
The fool that done that to those people, and I feel so sorry for their family and everything. There's so much I wanted to say, and I forget it all. It takes long to get to you. Believe me, I've never listened to you till last night. Believe me, I got you on speed dial now.
Great.
Believe me, I love your show, but this guy is a freak. And wait a minute, I know this sounds horrible, but he done horrible things. To get the answers out of him, they take a pair of regular wire pliers, pull one fingernail at a time, one toenail at a time, one tooth at a time, God, there's so much I want to say to you, I cannot remember. I guess gun control is, the machine guns, I think should be banned.
Yeah.
I don't know how many guns. I got shotguns, pistols, you know, rifles, excuse me, to hunt with and everything, you know, but people with machine guns, what does somebody need one of them things for besides to do evil? I mean, you don't need no machine gun unless you're in the war or something.
Yeah.
I mean, you have no business for war.
Yeah.
But, one thing. Please, one thing.
Stacy's trying to... You're trying to figure it out. I love that you're trying to figure it out. I agree with you. I'm glad that you said it. Thanks for the call. I'm glad you said the thing about the assault rifles or machine guns, because I agree with you 100% on that. I think most people would say, yeah, of course, I agree. Pete's listening to us in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm good.
Oh, yeah. I just throw my little two cents in. No, they don't want to shoot themselves in the foot bringing up gun bans and Clinton-era bans and all that. I don't know what to tell you about that Yehu. He's not a very good shot. I don't think he knows what he was doing. Television's going to get a bunch of people killed with the way they portray firearms and how they shoot, you know, like on television. If you've ever been shot, you don't stand back up and run.
You know what, Pete? I agree with you. That's why I said, what do you know about the sound of a gun? What do you know about the aftermath of a gun? I know people that have had to defend themselves and shoot, and they were very good with weapons, but they didn't want to discharge the weapon, but they did what they had to do, and they were right in the incidents where they, the two incidents, one was a break-in in a business, but trust me, they didn't get over it. They didn't get over it easy, though, because this is serious stuff.
No, I've been in three. I wouldn't say there were gun battles. But, there was a show of power with firearms, and I did not pull the trigger like I wanted to. But I knew if I pulled that trigger, I would have hell to pay. So I just showed the show of power and got the five individuals out of my apartment, and the police were on the way. Quick.
Yeah.
And I've gone into apartments where people were laying on a couch and the guy's hand slid down into the couch. I had to bear down on him. I just pulled it. I didn't pull the trigger. I said, do not bring that hand out. And he just laid back down. And, you know, it's just a show of power. That's all you need a firearm for. It works.
So well said. That's it. You're confident. You know if you have to use it. You know what to do. And you, in both of those situations you described, had the upper hand because of it, because you were confident. And you knew if you had to do what you had to do, you were willing to, but you didn't even have to go there. And that's a good lesson from Pete, America. Thanks, Pete, in listening to this. Because, you know, with people applying for these gun permits, as I've said this before, the one thing that I hope is people understand what it means and they take it seriously. Because that gives, pardon the pun, ammunition to the people who want to take guns away when you have people who don't care for the guns, don't know how to use them, don't know what to do in certain situations. You got to be ready to do what you're going to do. Just like Pete said, he wasn't afraid to show the power, to show, hey, listen, you don't want to pull your hand out of that couch. And boom, he takes the upper hand. And that's the idea. If you're in a home invasion situation especially, which that's part of the deal of being able to defend your family and your property. Any thoughts on the show? You know what to do. Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Can I put a gun rack on my butt?
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.